Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guests will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, and so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned, let's get started. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. Happy Tuesday to you all. I am so excited about this evening. I am excited to talk to you. I'm excited to inspire you. Our guest will be sure to motivate you. We have an amazing guest this evening that will be joining us. Her name is Ermani Pierre. And I'm not going to stay long with all the chit-chattering. I just wanted to, you know, welcome her to the show. And we're just going to have a good time. Because you know what? This is all about motivating you to move from thinking about things and actually doing it. That's why the show is called Mind Over Actuality. So I'm just going to just go right into it, and I will welcome Ermani to the show. Hello, Ermani. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, June. Thank you, everybody that's listening, Mind Over Actuality. It is a pleasure for me to be back. I'm very excited, and I'm so happy to talk to you all.
Thank you. And you know what? Let me just tell our listeners, we had Ermani on our show in 2013, and she was powerful then. And so you can only imagine what she has to share with us this evening. So I will let her do the talking because, you know, you guys have been hearing me every week, you know, talk about, you know, how I have, you know, moved from, oh, I did it. So I love when you listen to my guest because, you know, sometimes when you hear from someone else, you find the truth in it, right? So I'm going to have Ermani introduce herself. She's going to tell us who she is, where she comes from, what she's doing. But as we go on, we will just find out more information from her. So, Ermani, can you tell our guests a little bit about who you are?
Oh, my God. I would love to. First and foremost, I always tell people I'm a child of God because I believe there is nothing I can accomplish in this life without His presence and without His support and His guidance. But for those of you that never heard of Ermani Pierre, I am a civil engineer. That's the first and foremost. Most people also know me as the former Miss Haiti in 2012, where I make history of my country and I was in the top 10. But I'm also an entrepreneur, and now I am an actress, an author, a celebrity promoter, a motivational speaker, and so much more that God has for me that have not happened yet. And I know it's a lot, and I know a lot of people be like, how you do all that? And I always tell them it's the grace of God. So if there is one thing you want to remember me, just remember me as a young child of God. Everything else is just a bonus.
Wow. Did you all hear that? Did you all hear that? All the things that this young lady has been doing, nothing stop her. You know, it's so funny. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about my grandfather in Jamaica because Ermani, I wish she told you, she is from Haiti. And she moved from Haiti at the age of 14 to the United States. And she's going to share with you that she was the first civil engineer, woman. She'll tell you all of those things, right? But I was just thinking today about my grandparents. You know, and so many of us, we have this one job for like 30, 40 years that we go to every day, or some people just do one thing. But there's so many different things that we can do. And I do believe that there's, you know, the song that says, one talent have I to take to the sky, while some are blessed with 10, and some just have one, but we are all blessed with something. So, Hermani, she moved from Haiti at the age of 14. She became Miss Haiti. And first of all, she tells you she's a child of God, and she's also a civil engineer. So, Hermani, can you share with our listeners how you got into that position as a civil engineer? And what history did you make with that?
Yes, I would love to. When I was young, about 8 years old, I have an uncle. He used to be a foreman, but everybody called him engineer, which was funny because he never been to school. He was just a foreman, but everybody keep calling him engineer. And the money he will make, he will use that money to help people build houses, send other kids to school that's not his. Even me, he used to support me and helping me. And I started seeing all the great things that he was doing in the community, and I was inspired to be like him. So one day I told him, I said, Uncle, I want to be just like you. And I never forgot that day because it was a Sunday, and he was in front of a Catholic church. It was after church. And he told me, you go to school, you pay attention, you make good grades, you become better than me. You know, at that time, thinking he said that, I'm like, he's lying to me. There's no way I could be better than my uncle. I mean, he's like a president in our community. Everybody know him. If you don't know somebody's address, just mention his name. You'll find the address. There's no way I could be like him. But he said, I did not get to go to school. My godfather taught me how to be a home. You know, he learned from his godfather. And he's like, but if you go to school, you'll be better than me. And from that day on, I was so determined. It's not even mostly to be the engineer. It's to give back like he was doing. And when I moved to the country, maybe about 2 years later, he passed away. And when he passed, I feel like now I'm more determined to make this dream come true because somebody has to continue his work. You know, when he told me that back then, he was still there, but now he's not there. Who's going to do it? And nobody in the family have never been an engineer. And to my when I graduated college, my dad, after the graduation, he told me, I have a story to tell you. And I was like, I'm listening. And he told me his great father wanted his grandpa to be an engineer, and that did not happen. And his grandpa wanted his dad to be an engineer, and that did not happen. And they wanted him to be an engineer. That did not happen. So when I was born, they gave hope, thinking that will never happen. And I told him, no, it just take a girl to break the cycle.
It takes us girls to always do it, right? We will always do it. And if you listen, her uncle did not have an education. He didn't.
No.
And yet he did everything, and she watched him. And I think in Haiti, Hermani, it's the same as a lot of Jamaicans, because a lot of the people, like, I mean, my grandfather was educated, thank God, you know, like he was educated. But, you know, these people did everything. They were like the pastor, they're the farmer, they're the cabinet maker. I remember when we were in Jamaica, December, and it's so funny that I just asked my mom, and I said, you know, we're talking about the house that they live in because they have a big, beautiful home. And my mom told me that the two rooms at the end, which had become the men quarters on the other side, which they're like round rooms. And my mom told me that my grandfather built that. And I'm like, oh my God, and my grandfather was also a builder. You know, so they were everything. Yes. And it's important that we have role model. And the most important thing is that you wanted to be like him as a young child growing up, but he's telling you to get an education, because once you get that, you can go further than he did. And I'm so glad. Like, when you told us that story, actually 4 years ago, I got a lot of emails and inbox messages about your inspiration from that story, because I remember you telling us that you watched your uncle did that. So that's amazing. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, I know, like for me, you know, at a very early age. Like, I'm not, I didn't accidentally went into beauty and fashion. This has always been me from a little girl. And so I'm impressed when you say from at the age of five. So you tell our listener how a five-year-old knew that she wanted to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, of course. Like, my start very, like, I can remember at five, but I promise you probably was earlier than that, because where we grew up, it's a family town. So the whole town, everybody's family, everybody has a business. Like, it's like all aunties and cousins. Everybody has a grocery store. Everybody's selling clothes. Everybody's making clothes. We have all of them there in that one spot. So growing up, I spent a lot of time with my family as far as my aunties and my grandmother. So if somebody has to go to the, like, to the store to go buy more stuff, they will leave me in charge of the business. So I started being good with numbers at a very, very young age. So they will leave me, either somebody's buying clothes, I would be watching for the people selling the clothes. I would be selling everything for my auntie when they're not there. And as
Wonderful.
You start helping them, you started being like, oh, my God, I want to do this. And I remember that one time my aunt has to go, that's the place where they go buy things wholesale. And my aunt asked me, okay, let's go with me now. We're going to go buy. And I see how she negotiates. And I see how she's telling me what sell, what not sell. How do you know when an item is hot and you should not waste your money in it? And here I am, everybody was looking at me. And I grew with that. Like, so it's like every Saturday I'm with them. Every Sunday we in church. After church we go do business. So I just learned from my aunties at a young age. So I had all those people with all the knowledge around me. And all I can do is just get it in. Like, I did not have that young life, you know, like when you have a young child life to just like play around. I was the one
right.
very serious, because I'm the oldest in my family. I was the one just learning life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning from them.
But is that something, like, I mean, I know you moved to the U.S. at age 14, but is that something that you recognize, that a lot of island, like, you're from Haiti, I'm from Jamaica. Is that something that you see it's a tradition? Because for me, my grandfather had a store. It's the same thing. My father had a bar. He had a restaurant. Entrepreneurship runs in our family. So is that something that's a family trait that you notice? Because I know we all have, you know, our gifts and talents that we can use, that we should be using. But
mm-hmm.
you identified yours at 5 years old because you saw all the different people around you, family member that did stuff, and they brought you into it. Like you said, you didn't have that childhood where you played your games. You were, you're manning the stuff. So is that something that you think it has to do with where you're from, or is it something that's a mentality that each individual has to identify within themselves?
I would say both, in a sense. As a foreigner or immigrant or from the Caribbean, the life that we have and the life that somebody have in America, it's totally different. Like, for me in America, see, the young kids, they don't have much responsibility. They just have to go to school, play Nintendo game. You know, food is on the table. Everything
yep.
is really for them. They can get a $300 sneakers. They can, it's kind of like they can push their parents to give them something, even if their parents don't have it. It's just the life, where in my country, it's different. It's not just my country, but when you go to a different country, it's a totally different, because you have to make sacrifices and you have
right.
to help, especially when you are the first in the family. They expect you to be kind of like, if you are a man, you become, like, let's say your dad is not there and you're the oldest son, you become like the husband and the father to the other kids. And for
right.
me, I'm the oldest and I'm like a female. So it was more about learning. For me, it wasn't about learning to survive, but it was me learning about how other people survive, because we don't have those freedom where I can just get up and just play game. Like, you have to
right.
think about your future. You can't just talk about today, and that's it. You have to think about 10 years from now, 5 years from now. But the only way to make it is to learn how to survive day by day. So in Haiti, people learn that you can make something out of anything, where in America, you don't learn that business mind. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like in Haiti, you more learn about the street, Where here, you don't really learn it. Like in Haiti, it's very business minded. You can sell anything to make a living and make it something you learn from it. You know, people will sell ice cream, people will sell lemonade. I know little kids do that here, but it probably be once in summertime. But I'm talking about this, you do it every day.
Every time, but you still go
to school. You know, you do it every day. So I think it's a combination of me growing up in a country that's not as fortunate as America, where not everything is given to you, where you have to fight for everything, work for everything.
Right.
And then also seeing my family, if they can do it, then I can do it. It's like you grew up in it. You just have to learn it because you're blessed to, like I was blessed to have a lot of family members that already established and have business, where I have friends that their parents could not do that. They have to go work with someone else. And also, as you're growing up, it's up to you to make that choice in your life. Is do you want to continue that tradition to have a better life, or do you want to do something else? For me, business always really strong. That's why, you know, I did engineering, I'm minor in business. And in my life, even though I'm still doing engineering, I mean, we have a construction company as well. But if you look at everything else I'm doing around me, there are multiple small businesses around my career, and they all work perfect. Like, I don't think one is more important than other because I have a passion for it. Like, I put my heart out there first before the money, because I feel like if I can treat people so good, they're always going to come back. Like, I sell hair. When I sell people their hair, they be like, can I do, like, a payment plate? Sure. Look, have a payment plate. Like, I put them first in everything that I do, so it helped, so I would say both.
Wow. So you're also doing selling hair now.
Yes.
Come on, Armani. Like, how many things are you doing?
Well, that's why I say entrepreneur. There are a lot under the entrepreneur. I have my own fitness line. SXC Fitness, you can look it up on Instagram and the website, and we are updating our website to make it bigger. And I have the hairline, which is called SXC Hair, which is very great quality hair. Like, I have my own hair on my head I've been using for, like, the past 3 years. But I'm just saying, like, all those different things add up because they all bring me up to different people in life and learn different things. My thing is, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. You might just as well. Do it.
Exactly.
And do it with your heart. Don't give up.
But what I want to ask you, Armani, what I want to ask you, like, you make it seem so effortless. You want to do this. You went from, you know, being, you know, this little five-year-old at your family establishment. You came to the U.S. You start doing this. You knew from 5 years old, what is it that you want to do? My question to you is, and for people that are listening, that feel as if they don't know how to do it, because I know that it's not easy. It's not easy. But how do you get to that point? How do you execute? Like, you have that, like, people, some of my listeners, what if they want to do something and, you know, it seems hard, it seems like they can't. What kind of advice would you give them to say, you know what, tell them how they can do it?
Well, there are a lot of ways you can accomplish your dream. One of the things that I do meditation a lot. So I visualize certain things that I want to manifest. And for a lot of people, I don't know if you're familiar with the law of attraction. And it is a thing that I feel like everybody should master, is the law of attraction. Because as you really visualize things, they start happening, but it's also happening with some hard work. What happens is, I feel like a lot of us, we do have dreams, but we don't follow our dreams. A dream is just a dream. It's just a dream. If you don't put any work into it, it's still a dream. The dream needs some push. The dream needs you to do more than just say, I had a dream. So the first time you have the dream, write it down. Then start questioning yourself, how can I make this happen? How? If I don't make it happen, what's going to be the consequences? How many hours will it take to make this dream accomplished? How much money do I need to make this dream accomplished? You have to really mirror yourself to start asking yourself those questions to see if that's something you really want. But the most important, if you have a passion for your dream, I guarantee you, if your passion is greater than your dream, you can't fail. Because no
right.
matter obstacles that will come your way, you will remember that smile you had in your face when you had that passion. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I know I like to sew, so I'm going to make clothes. And then one day somebody tell you, you suck at it. Are you going to believe their opinion, or are you going to just trust that I have a passion no matter what people say I'm going to do? Are you going to spend a lot of time learning about how to sew? Ask other people questions that's already in the industry or somebody that you know that's already been doing this. Spend some time on the internet. Learn about it. YouTube is a good tool that you could use to learn about how other people make it and failure. They always say you hang out. You are the average of the five people around you. So if you want to become a doctor, start hanging out with doctors. If you want to be a doctor, you cannot hang out with somebody that's do baseball because you want learn that. So you have to find your niche. You need to find people that think like you, act like you, and that focus on the same thing as you in order to push you. You need to network. You need a system in place. And the system will be the people that's doing the same thing with you. Don't be the highest one in the team, but you can be in the middle or the lower so you can learn, but never be the highest. So you need to have all this in system, and you need to write it down somewhere in your house where every morning when you get up, you see it. Every night before you go to bed, you see it until it becomes real. You cannot take it off in your mind, in your face, in your vision. And every day you manifest. Make it happen. How I'm going to make it happen. And I guarantee you, if you do all this, your dream will become true. Because people say that all the time. They're like, Hermione, everything you touch turn into gold. I'm like, I work hard in it. Y'all have no idea. Y'all just don't see the beyond the scene. But you really have to start. You have to feel. You have to start thinking of, how does it feel for me to accomplish this? And feel that feeling. You just visualize it. Feel that feeling. And then once you start feeling it, then you start working in it. That's by networking. That's like doing your research. That's why hanging out with the people that think like you, act like you. And you will accomplish your dream. I guarantee I had done it many times. And I could start my life all over. And I do feel like I will still be in the same position that I am now because I learned the foundation.
Wow, you said a mouthful. We can just shut it down right now. We can just shut that down because you just said something that I have never, I don't think we've put it in that word, those wording before, but you just said your passion, if your passion is greater than your dream, you can fail. That is all that you need to hear. Your passion is greater than your dream. That means, let me break it down for you. That means if you have a passion to do something, you have a desire to do something, once you decide to execute, you won't fail. And I'm telling you this. Every single guest that I have I've had on the show since we start back in January has said the same thing. Not breaking it down as what Hermione just put it, because I think this is what I'm going to be stealing this, Hermione.
You can have
I'm going to be taking that, because your passion has to be greater than thinking about, because I'm telling you, with me raising three boys as a single mother on my own, and I'm not going to lie, I had my brothers who were strong. They are a perfect example. They are great husbands. They are great fathers. So my boys had role model, but I had a responsibility to my boys to feed them, clothe them, and give them an education. And a lot of people ask me, and a lot of people will say, you know, I admire you, June. How did you do it? And that's always been the question. How did you do it? And that is why I'm moving on from, you know, not moving on, but I want to, I'm glad I have this show because I have people like Hermione who can really give you their side of the story and not just hearing my voice all the time. Because, you know, I have a story, and that's why I'm writing my book called Dusted Rose, because a rose is still a rose even though no dust is on it. That means the reason why I call it Dusted Rose is I've always been this beautiful person that God created, and we have made our mistakes. And once you acknowledge those things and you get up and brush yourself off and keep going, you're still that beautiful person that God created. So I love when we have people like Ermani that comes on and just break it down. Just break it right down and let you know. Get your passion, that burning desire, you need to go and work on it. So if you're listening this evening, if it's the one thing that Ermani say on this show tonight, take that and take it to the bank, because it's greater than the money that the bank's going to give you, that passion.
Amen.
Because God will put someone, and listen to this, God will put someone at that counter to serve you, because he will send us the people that we need in order to execute. Believe that. So I'm going to take a short break, and I want you to think about what Ermani just said. I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to play Honey, I'm Home by Deborah J. She was on her show last week. Love this girl. So, Ermani, I'm going to put you on a hold, and we're going to take a two-minute break, and we will be right back.
Okay, no problem.
Hello? Are you there, Manny?
Yes, I'm here. I just put it on
mute.
Yes,
I'm here. I don't know. For some reason it's not coming. I hope it doesn't come right back into our show, but I want to get going with our chat in here, because we still have a lot to cover, because I want you guys to get to know as much about Ermani and, you know, find out about her and how you can, like she says, find the people that, you know, are doing things and surround yourself with them. So at Mind Over Actuality Radio, our goal is to encourage others and just to teach them, just to let people know that's why we have beautiful guests like you on, you know, how to inspire our listeners, to give them that motivation. How do you inspire others, you know, in your day-to-day life?
Oh, that's easy. I'm joking. No. Okay, so listen, it's not easy, but that one thing that I think that we lost in within ourselves, there are a lot of great things and powerful tools that we have and we don't know that. And one of them is the weapon that we carry. God created each one of us different. Like, we all are different in our own way, which is a powerful tool, because I'm not identical to you. I have something interesting in me that you don't have. Or vice versa, you have something about you that I don't have. And I think that sometimes we forget about that. We focus in other people. Like, we're looking at their success, wasting our time thinking about what Beyonce is doing. Oh, my God, she does this, she does that. But we forgot to turn the mirror back and look at ourselves. We can do those things. We may not do it like she's doing, because she's her own person. She has her own dream that God has for her, and God has a dream for you. We miss out. We cut ourselves so short because we focus it on other people. Like for myself, you know, English is my fourth language, and I tell people that all the time. You can hear it from my accent. But yet, I did not let that stop me from overcoming what I'm overcoming. You know, like I told people, like at the age of 28, my network was only $1 million in everything that I am doing. But if I had said English is not my language, I can't do this, I cannot accomplish this, then where would I be? I'll just be Ermani. But now I can be more than Ermani, because I can push myself and do things. But the number one thing that stops people from accomplishing their dreams, that stop you and I, it's fears. And fears is not real. It simply means false evidence appearing real. It's not real, people. It's something that we put in our mind, and it play mind trick on us, and we believe that it is true. So what we need to do, we need to face our fears. And once we come and fight our fears, and we decided, you know, there's nothing that can stop me. Because there is one thing about life that I learned. When God gives you an opportunity, you have two choices. You can jump and get it, or you'll be pushed to get it.
Yep.
Either way, it's going to happen. When you volunteer yourself, it's going to be a smooth ride. But when you get your life will be upside down. So I will always tell people, do not let fears stop you. Don't chase other people's dreams. You know, just accept who you are. Love yourself. Do love of self-acceptance, self-love. Because the moment you really embrace yourself, the moment that you truly believe within yourself, the moment that you notice that you are whole, the moment that you notice that you are the creator of this universe, there is nothing that you can say or do that will be against you. There is nothing that you ever want that you will not get. Nothing will stop you from accomplishing your dream. But you have to believe in you. The time that you will take focus on other people, reverse it and focus on you. That don't mean selfish. It just means that even on an airplane, you never notice when you're on an airplane, they tell you to put your mask first before you put the mask for your kids. It's the same way. You have to charge yourself. You have to help yourself. You have to love yourself before you can do those things for other people. And it's the same things with our dreams. It's same thing with what we want to accomplish in life. You have to do it for you first before you can see someone how to do it. If you don't learn how to cook, you can show me how to cook. If you don't know how to drive, you can show me how to drive. So spend that time, focus on you, and when it's time for you to teach someone or help someone, then you'll know the recipe of how to like share with other people. But I'm just telling you, first you got to have the passion. Second, you got to work for it. Third, you got to love yourself. And fourth, you got to believe that you can make it happen and just go out there, kick yourself on the back and make it happen. There is nothing that is too big for you. Nothing. God will never let you carry anything that is too big for you. You have to believe it. And you got to trust yourself because you have all the magic to make things happen. Everything, everything, you can make it. How can we tell our kids? You know, you can be the next president, and we don't even believe ourselves can be the next president. It don't work like that. So go out there and make things happen.
Yes, you have to believe in yourself. You have to. Did you hear what she says before? A millionaire at 28, working part-time with no employee at 28. Okay? So there are no excuses. Like the thing about it, and which I believe that you just said, it's a lot of people are so busy watching what other people do. I'm telling you, Manny, I'm in beauty. I am in beauty. I don't think that, you know, producing products for women of color is what I'm all about, because I also teach them about the beauty on the inside, because I tell them that beauty cannot be applied. It cannot be applied. Beauty, I learn to love yourself, which is what you just stress on. And there's so many people that are doing some amazing things, that are doing wonderful things and can use those gifts to do so much more. But yet they're so focused on what you're doing. And they start running after what you're doing because it's good now. It seems good to them. They don't understand. Like someone said to me the other day, next year, when you tell people that you have been in your business for 10 years, they're going to think, oh, they're not going to understand that it's all the sweat, the tears, the crying, the all these things that went into
late night.
Huh?
I said the late night.
The late nights, the three. Yes, last night I went to bed at 3:30. 3:30. I was up because you know what? The questions that I've been asked. You know, someone will listen to interviews and they will, you know, every day in my inbox, I get questions asked and, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that and how do I do it? And I get it. And you know what? I love to help. I'm not going to be selfish with it. I love to help. I love to help people because I tell everybody, if it's one thing about me, I love to see every single person win. And it's not just women. I want to see men win. I want to see children win. I want to see every single one of us win because at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we give our best. And so my thing is, let all of us get into this. Let all of us win. My thing that I have, which is when you say, you know, be in the middle. You know, you don't want to have to always be the head. But I think that every single one of us always have to have someone greater. Always have someone greater. And always aspire to be that person, because that person is greater than you. Is that because at the end of the day, God is the greatest. So you want to do everything, you know. So you look at the head and you look at everybody coming up and you're like, you know what, that person is greater than me. I want to be like that person. I want to be just like that person or even better. You know, it's like me and my cosmetic. There was CoverGirl. There's Estee Lauder. There's Madame C.J. Walker. There's all of them. And I want to be better than them. I want to make sure that when I create my products, it's people love it and compare. I love the compare. Oh my God, your lipstick is so much better. Like having the top 6 lipsticks for Black owned and I got it you know when I was nominated a couple of weeks ago as the top 6 lipstick for Black owned business, and I'm like, yes, you know. So you want to be the best, but you still hold these people, you know, to a high standard, and you admire them. There's no hatred for them. You admire them, and you just want to be just as great. So I am just loving it, and I hope you guys are taking notes. I hope you have your pens and listening, and make sure that you have your pen so that you can get all the information about Hermani and follow her. And I'm sure if you send her a little note, she'll respond, you know. So, yeah, so call in tonight, because that's what we're here for, is to give you all the nuggets so you can take that next step and jump. So my next question to you is, how would you describe your views on life?
That's a beautiful question. To me, I feel like life is a mystery. Like, it is what you make it of. That's the beauty of life. It is what you make it. Everybody's life going to be different. Life is beautiful. There is nothing, like, everything about life, the beauty with it, is the beauty with life itself. Like, I feel like for me, lately, my life has been changing, literally. When I say changing, I mean, like, in a different level spiritually. Like, I don't know why God loved me this much, but this man loved me. And I feel like when he was creating me, his eyes were open to create me. Yes. He made no mistake. But he put me on a spiritual journey where I feel like I'm getting closer to him. I've been awakened. That's in like things that I used to see, now I'm seeing better. It's like you were blind and then now you put your glasses and you can read the numbers. I feel like so many things that I used to look and judge, now there is no judgment for me. Like I say, I always love people, but now I love them more. Like, I feel things are coming into one in my life. I feel so much happy within myself. Like, and I think it's more like I was talking earlier, when you have self-love and self-acceptance, and people are so easy to see it because you light, you bright. And lately, I feel like all the light bulbs that's been inside of me has been turned on. It's kind of like if you see me, if you can imagine what I'm saying, it's like you just see that huge light within me. And I feel that. I feel all my chakras are working. I feel they're functioning better. But again, it's all about life. You see what life is for what you want life to be. If you feel like you want to see life as an orange color, life will be orange. If you look at life, you say, my life is miserable. Well, I'm sorry to say this. Your life will be miserable. If you see life as, like, happy and joy and happiness and abundance, guess what? All those things, you're going to have it again. You are the creator of life. You are the creator of yourself. What is life? Life is a mystery, because the mystery lies within each one of us. We have our own mystery. I have my own life. My life is mine. Your life is yours. Make whatever you want to do with it. I'm going to make whatever I want to be in life. That's why I say, do not compare yourself to other people. Do not follow other people's dreams. Stick to your own dream and just make it happen, because you never know who is following you and that want to be like you. And you don't want to tell a kid to become like you, because they have their own dreams. Just like when you're a parent, you don't want to tell your kids, like, I don't have kids yet, but when I have kids, I will never tell my kids to be an engineer. I want them to be what it was for them, what it was meant for them. Like, if they want to do something else, that's them. I'm not going to push engineer on them. I would love them to be, but I will not push it in it. But again, what is life? life is different for everybody. Mine has just been happiness, love, abundance, success, like good health, and just working on myself every day to make it better and accept things for what they are. Because that's one of our problems. Sometimes we try to change things. We try to convince people, for people to see things on our own view. How about we look at things on their view? What about we accept our view and accept their view? You know, don't matter if they're right or wrong. If they're right, they're still right. If they're wrong, they're still wrong. But in your eyes, you know what's right for you. So I think sometimes that we let our ego get the best of us. And when our ego get the best of us, we miss out on so many beautiful things in life. See, June, let me tell you something that I do that I love, and I will not trade it for anything. You could give me millions of dollars. I will not trade it. There is a lake by my house. Oh, my God. I like to go there right at 5, and I will go home by 6 because the sun goes down around 6. There is nothing more beautiful when you're looking at the body of water and the sun is on top of it and it's about to go dark and the sun is coming down. It's kind of like it takes your mind away from everything around the world and you just focus just on that sun coming down, the reflection. You can see anything you want. One day I saw stairs, and I call it the stairs to heaven. There is like I was getting to the stairs to go to heaven. To me, that's life. That's the beauty of it. That's what, when I go there, it calmed me. I see the ducks watching the sun. If the duck can appreciate the sun, why can't I? You know, so that's life to me. That's the beauty of life, the little things like that that make me pump, that just make me so happy. So to you, life will be different, but at the end of the day, life is a mystery. You make it what you want.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. This is amazing. And this is amazing because, you know what, Armani? Talking to you is such a breath of fresh air. And to all my guests that comes on, you guys just pour into me each and every time. And I'm not just helping my listeners, I'm also helping myself. Because, you know, so many times I would say to, you know, I would say to people or say to women or say to men, you have the ability. One of the greatest things that God gives each and every one of us is the ability to choose. To choose even him. You can choose him or you can deny him. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly our desire. But he says, and this is why he doesn't impose himself upon us. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and all of those things. But he doesn't impose because he knows exactly what we need, but he does not impose. And so that's one of the greatest things that we have as human beings is the ability to choose. So you can get up and you can be sitting in this situation right now. You can be in a an abusive relationship right now. You can, and this is men or women, because there's a lot of men that are being abused too. You can, if you're listening to this interview as I speak with this amazing woman, you have the ability at this moment to change anything about yourself that you do not like. And I love when you say that you go to this the lake and that reflection, because you know what? I feel the same way too when I sit in look at a body of water. And there, it's just me and God and the beauty that surrounds. And you have that peace and that calm and just everything that just come to you, that just, it just makes everything seem different. So, I mean, come on, listeners. You hear it. You have been hearing it now for the past, we're going in our third month. You have been hearing it for the past 3 months, and there is nothing that should stop you from taking those thoughts and turning them into actions. Nothing.
And June, I was going to say, you said something, I know we're not talking about that, but you said something earlier about abusive. Let me just say this. I have to get it off my chest. I don't care if you're a man or woman. Anybody that's in an abusive relationship, that's not love. I'm sorry. You might think because this person put their hand on you, that's love, or because they're jealous, that's love, or because they care about you mentally, you have mentally abusive, you have physical abuse or you have whatever, any abuse that I feel like you get in a relationship, it's not love, because love is freedom. Love is when you free yourself. Like, somebody, it's okay. Human nature, we jealous, you know, like, okay, I don't want my man to talk to so-and-so, I don't want my woman. But once you get so deep where, like, people put in hand or drive you nuts mentally, I want you, whoever's listening that's in this relationship, I'm not a person that's going to advocate for you to, like, leave a relationship. But if you're in an abusive relationship, know that it's not love. And know there is either a man or a woman waiting to take care of your broken pieces, and you don't have to put up with it. Because I don't do bully and I don't do abusive. So I'm just telling you, you don't have to take it. God did not create that beautiful piece of art for somebody to break you down. Like, it's not happening. So if you're in that relationship, please get away from it.
Get out. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because you know what, Armani? I was actually watching just a preview of this show. And the gentleman was beating this girl, and it was just a preview, and she says, "He choked me. He choked me so bad that I passed out." And he turned to him and he said, "Do you love her?" And he says, "I love her to death." And I'm telling you, whenever I hear those words, I cringe. And because I saw it, something just went through my brain. Something just, and I just went on Facebook and I said, if a man or woman tells you that they love you to death, be very careful. Do you know that someone had the audacity to ask the question, so what about your wedding vows? I could not believe that someone on the face of the earth asked a question. I literally froze. Because I'm saying to myself, how can you take that, what I just wrote, and associate it with what God said when you make a vow? I just didn't get it. And I don't remember, I think I removed it, because it still bothered me even to right now that you say it. Because the thing about what you just mentioned a while ago, a lot of people, and growing up in Jamaica, I have known women that have associated being punched in the face, been beaten, and associated with love. He loves me, that's why he does it. He loves me. And, you know, their children are watching these things. I've grown up in the same yard where I see the man come home and beat his woman, beat her. And then he turned around and hold her like, "I love you." And I'm saying these things are dangerous. So I'm glad you touched on it. And this is also, if you're listening, if you're a listener, and this is also a part, this is good that we touch on all these things, because this can also be a part of why you're not jumping, you're not executing, you're not following your passion, you're not being inspired, you're not being motivated, because a situation like this is holding you back. You know, so as Ermani touched on it, if you're in those situations, it's not love.
No, because you are dealing with the narcissist, and you can go and research narcissists. Those people, you don't want them in your life, because they're no good. No good.
They are no good. I love talking to her, man. I'm telling you, you stand out so much. Like, you know, when I spoke with you 4 years ago, it's just like a reunion. It's like we're sisters. You know, it's the same. It's a conversation. Just so. Yes, and you know what? I've had a couple people on the show that I've had with Lipstick, because Lipstick, it was also one of those motivational shows that we had, and you know, and I still carry a bit of it over into this show. The only difference with this show is that we want men. We want to hear the voice. We want to hear the men. And you introduced me to someone. That I would love to have. I would love to have him on our show, because it's not just about women. Men are also faced with situation where they don't believe that they can do it. So it's not just about women you know. And if you want to be on our show, just send us an email at info@mindoveractuality.com. Or if you know me as Tash Cosmetics, you can send me anywhere you send it. I'll get it. info@tashcosmetics.com, junesmith@tashcosmetics.com, mindoveractuality.com. We have it all there. So if you're a gentleman and you want to come on our show and you feel, you know, like you have something, a work, something that you need to inspire, come on. We'll have you on. So,
yes,
you know,
my friend that I refer to you, he's amazing. When I see he move people, and I'm really excited for the ladies to hear the point of view of a man, because all his video is about inspiring women. It don't matter if you're single, married. He really do inspire people, and he uses his past life, how what he used to done in the past, and just tell women, don't do this, don't do that. He's amazing, and I think all the listeners will get something from it, and I'm very excited to even hear it too.
I remember what I said earlier, networking.
You gotta network. You gotta hang out with people that think like you, act like you, see things like you see it. So that was another network between us.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because I went back and I found her, because Armani can't run from me. We're connected for life. So I went out and we're connected for life since 2013. We just, you know, but yeah, we are connected, and I reached out and I said, you know, I want to know what else going on with you, because, you know, our guest love deal the last time we had. That show drew, like, we had so many different listeners. People go back, listen to the replays. I still get feedback from it. And so, you know, just people telling you how they did it. And at the end of the day, you hear how hard it is. The blood, the sweat, the tears, the late night that Armani, myself, all my other guests that came on the show, that they all went through in order to live a life that they truly deserve and that God gave them to live, a full life, you know. So you can do it. You can do it. And like she said, network, network. Just don't go to the person because you want something, because you want to bring them down. You don't want to be crabs in a barrel now. You want to be able to offer something. You have to be like-minded. You have to have a goal. You have to have a vision. Because I've met some crabs in a barrel, and you got to shake them off. Yes. Haven't you met them too, haven't you met them too, Romani?
Yes, have met them. Trust me, they're everywhere.
Yep, there's a lot of crabs in a barrel, so you gotta shake them, and you just can't give them the second. You just have to just let them go. So yeah. Before we go, oh my God, the time has creeped up on us so much. So before we go, Armani, I want you to tell our listeners where they can find you, where you're gonna be, your social media platform, how they can get in touch with you, and just how you can inspire them further.
Well, I am on Facebook under Hermani with an H. It's Hermani Pierre, H-E-R-M-A-N-I-E, Hermani Pierre. I'm on Facebook. I would love for you all to follow me. I'm also very active on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Haiti, M-I-S-S-H-A-I-T-I. INTLUS, Miss Haiti INTLUS on Instagram. And that's for all of you that's trying to do something. Even if you ever want me to put something on my page, I always do that for other people. I can do that. My Facebook, I consider everybody like family. I kind of know a lot of them. So, yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm probably the only one on this world that don't have Snapchat.
I am too. So we're the same. I don't have it either. I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel like it's too much to keep up.
I don't like it.
You're posting and everywhere. I can't keep up with all this stuff. But, yeah. You can find me also on my email if you ever have any personal questions about, I don't know, the interview, or if you want to buy a fitness for me, because I do have fitness clothes to keep you in shape this summer so you can look sexy and beautiful because you're going to go to the water. You can email me if you want to keep your hair looking fabulous. You can get some bundles from me. They are very cheap. you know, $300 to $250, not expensive, good hair, guaranteed for at least a year. So my email is my name, HermaniePapa@gmail.com. HermaniePapa@gmail.com. Again, my social media is Miss Haiti Intel US or just Facebook Hermani Pierre, and I'm there. I'm always on.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hermani, I just want to thank you for chatting with us this evening, sharing some valuable information to our listeners, and you have blessed me also with a lot of what you say and a lot to, you know, really sit down and think about. And, you know, thank you. And just feel free to come back. Call me, send me an email, come back on our show. We'll schedule it because I know you always have something going on. And we're going to be having a roundtable with some of our guests. And I would love for you to come back and be a part of that. So thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to hearing from you again.
Yes, anytime you need me, just let me know. And to all the listeners, you know, just remember this. You are good enough. You are great enough. You are excellent enough. Like I said, the same
wow.
God that created me created you. The same God that created Michelle Obama create you. The
yes.
same God that created all those great people, inventors and amazing people, create you too. Like, he did not favor
right.
them better than favor you. So you still have the same opportunity as they do. The only difference is, do you believe it? Do you believe you can make it happen? Do you believe it can come true? Do you believe that the same man that make everybody's dream come true can do it for you? If the
Wonderful.
Answer is yes, why are you wasting your time? Make
yes.
things happen.
Happen.
And if you don't believe in it, you might need some therapy because you should
okay.
believe in it. And you should
Wonderful.
Get on your knees. And wherever you are in life, always thank God to where you are now before you can reach the next level. Because if you're not grateful for where you are now, it's going to be so hard for you to get to the next level. And if you are very grateful and blessed, watch God keep pouring and showering blessings upon you. When you receive it, don't forget to give back. Because if
Thank
you keep
you.
Getting, there will be a time that your bucket will be full and there won't be no more space. So always give back. So it's always a pleasure for me to be with you, Glass. I cannot wait to come back again. Thank you, June, from the bottom of
Thank
my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you for inspiring me and inspire everybody. And I can't wait to come back and have an amazing night.
Thank you, Hermani. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you so much. Hermani, before we go, let me just tell you she's going to be in Tennessee on April 8th at the Factory Franklin. If anyone would love to meet her, you can go there. And if you would like a book, if you would like to book her for an event, you can contact her at the email that she sent. Thank you so much for listening. My time has run out. I think when I have these amazing people on, I'm going to have to book more time because 1 hour go by so quickly. So thank you all again for tuning in. Join us again, God's willing, next week, same time. We'll have an amazing guest. Jasmine Power is going to be joining us, and she too is a powerhouse. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a good evening. And we will see you again, same time, same place. Bye-bye.